The following copyrighted program is presented by PodcastNorm.com. Hi, everybody. My name is Russ, and I'd like to welcome you to the show we call Just a Fan's View, the show that talks about NASCAR from just a NASCAR fan's point of view. We won't be doing any interviews with drivers, and we won't be talking to any crew chiefs. In fact, when we do interview anyone, it will be just another NASCAR fan. That's why we call it Just a Fan's View. So hold on to your cup holder. We're not afraid to express our opinion. In fact, it is what we do best. Today's show is Watkins Glen Afterthoughts from a NASCAR Fan's View. There's definitely one advantage to an extended rain delay when it comes to TV. When the thing is drawn out until they just have to move it to the next day, you find out a lot of things about the drivers they wouldn't normally have time to tell you about. I just happened to be able to watch most of what went on for the 3+ hours before they called it and moved it to the Monday morning time slot, and it was fun to listen to them in a more laid-back atmosphere. Oh, I know drivers get interviewed before every race, sometimes to ad nauseum, but for some reason on Sunday afternoon, it just felt different. It seemed the drivers were more candid and less corporate. In other words, from this fan's view, it seemed we got a better feel for who they really are, as opposed to when they put on their game face. It was a nice change of pace. Who knows, maybe it was just because it was at a road course. Monday morning at the Glen may have been gray and overcast, but it was not at all dull on the track, and the intensity started right at the beginning of the race and didn't let up until the very last official lap they ran. From this fan's view, there was something going on just about everywhere in the field at one time or another, and the race strategies for each team seemed to change on a regular basis. That is, for about 35 of the 43 starters, while the others just hoped to survive the weekend. Of course, there was more than one that needed the race to go just slightly different than it actually did, too. One of those would be Tony Stewart, while Paul Menard and David Ragan would be a couple of more. Menard and Ragan looked as if they were going to come away from the Glen by closing the gap a bit on Denny Hamlin. Because of late race incidents, neither of them was able to do much at all. Menard cut down a tire, which put him in the wall, and Ragan was involved in a spectacular accident involving him, David Ruderman, and several others. Needless to say, Ragan's day was not at all what he needed for him to take advantage of the one victory he has this season. Since I mentioned Denny Hamlin, this was another weekend he couldn't buy a break if his career depended on it. It has been proven more than once over the years that when you have a bad year, you have a bad year, and it seems there's nothing you can do about it. Hamlin is in one of those years that comes along every now and then in a driver's career, and to say things have gone unexpectedly wrong for him and his team this year is about as obvious as sunshine during the daytime. He is definitely having a bad year. Unfortunately, it just doesn't seem to get any better for the guy many thought was going to be the one to stop Jimmy Johnson from winning his sixth straight Cup championship this year. Unless things change in a hurry for him and the number 11 FedEx team, it looks like it is going to be up to someone else to take care of that. But I'm going to wait on talking about that until we get a few more weeks of racing done. After all, the way things are going, things can change several times around those 9th through 12th point spots before we actually get to the chase. The end of the race was enhanced, at least competition-wise, by the blown tire of Paul Menard. Had it not been for that, the race would have likely finished under green and it would have still been a shootout. Of course, we'll never know, but I still think it was going to be won by Marcus Ambrose, although it was going to be close. It was great to see him finally win his first NASCAR Sprint Cup race, and makes the next few weeks all the more interesting. I know everyone has talked about it, but still, Brad Keselowski has really stepped up to the plate since his accident while practicing at Road Atlanta. This fan has noticed two things about him since that accident. First, it appears he is a bit more humble and appears to appreciate life more than before it happened. Second, he has proven he is as tough as they come when it comes to dealing with adversity. I think many have gained much more respect for him after observing his performance over the last 2 weeks and seeing how determined he is. If he makes it into the chase, which is a good possibility, this fan looks for him to make even more of a statement than he has in the last 2 weeks. From this fan's view, this was one of the more exciting and eventful races I've ever seen at the Glen, and it wasn't unexpected. The new point system and the fact that Chase is winding down to its conclusion has brought a whole new intensity to this time of year, and it is showing in the attitudes of the drivers and the teams, whether they're in contention or not. And it has definitely added a lot of excitement and unknowns to the year. Don't look for things to settle down over the next few weeks either, because they're just not going to. Hey, this is Russ. I'll see you next time, right here at NASCAR Fans View, for just a fan's view of NASCAR racing. That's the show for today, and we're really glad you took the time to be with us. It is our hope you enjoyed this time and that you will tell a friend where to find us. Just a Fan's View is a production of, and all views expressed are strictly the opinion of, PCN Productions. Thanks for being here, and until next time, have a great week. Hi everyone, my name is Rusty Norman, probably better known to you as Podcast Norm. I'm the voice behind Podcast Norm Audio Productions, and I'd like to take a moment to tell you about the music I use in my podcasts and other productions. It's from Mike Stewart, and it's called Two Buck Themes. We all know music makes every production better, and not only is Two Buck Themes royalty-free, but it is very affordable. How much is it, did you say? Just $2 a theme, 5 themes at a time, and I use it exclusively on these podcasts. If you make audio and video productions and want to make them better, then give Two Buck Themes a try. I know you won't be disappointed. Once you hear and use them for yourself, I'm sure you will feel the same way I do about them. So click on the link below and get Two Buck Themes for yourself. Hey, this is Russ, and I'll see you next time.